This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. Governor Jay Nixon countered Texas Governor Rick Perry's boasting about the Texas economy to Missouri businesses today by announcing a $3 million expansion of an auto part manufacturer in Troy that is expected to create 35 jobs. Perry is in the St. Louis area today marketing his state to Missouri businesses. He is also speaking at events hosted by the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and a coalition that's urging Missouri lawmakers to override Nixon's veto of an income tax cut. Nixon defended his veto of the tax cut by noting that the bill contains provisions that would impose sales taxes on prescription drugs and textbooks. Missouri lawmakers are to convene September 11th to decide whether to override Nixon's income tax cut veto. New Missouri state laws will give military veterans new benefits toward higher education after their service is completed. From Jefferson City, Creighton Hayes tells us what institutions are offering these benefits.
Any individual receiving an honorable or general discharge from the United States military will be eligible for lower in-state tuition. This applies to public four-year institutions as well as two-year institutions. Another law requires universities to award credit for military courses which meet standards of the American Council of Education. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Creighton Hayes.
Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has sided with Governor Jay Nixon in determining that a vetoed tax cut bill could have applied retroactively. At issue is a provision in the legislation that triggers an automatic Missouri income tax rate reduction of 0.5% if the federal government makes it easier for states to collect taxes on online retail sales. Koster released an analysis today concluding that the reduction could be applied retroactively, entitling people to seek refunds on their three previous years of taxes. That backs Nixon's assertion, but is at odds with an analysis by the Legislative Research Office. House Speaker Tim Jones wants to try to override Nixon's veto of the tax cut and ask Koster for the analysis. Columbia was one of many cities across the country participating in a strike for better working wages, particularly for fast food workers. Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba was there.
Community members gathered this morning outside the Hardee's restaurant on Providence Road near downtown Columbia. Missouri's current minimum wage is $7.35 an hour, and most workers say that's not enough to live on. They're pushing to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Can't survive on $7.35.
To Reverend Molly House Gordon of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Columbia, the wage issue is a matter of dignity.
I believe that God created us all worthy and dignified, and my faith tells me that, and when we are paying poverty wages to hard workers, then we're really not living into that vision of dignity and worth.
The crowd had a final rallying cry in support of workers.
Workers, we got your back!
Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.